Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Atlanta City Council is considering banning smoking and vaping at all city facilities. The measure includes prohibiting smoking at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. As soon as City Council votes on the measure tonight, we'll bring it to you here on All Things Considered. A spokeswoman for former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed faces a possible trial on violating Georgia's open records law. Jenna Garland declined a plea offer during a court appearance today. Garland is accused of advising another city spokesperson in 2017 to delay providing information requested by a TV station. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporting Garland has pleaded not guilty. Her attorney told the newspaper her client did not violate the law. State employees and teachers can expect a salary increase. GPB Stephen Fowler reports on Georgia's new fiscal year budget that starts today.
It's July 1st, which means this.
My 2020 budget proposal includes a $3,000 permanent salary increase for certified Georgia teachers.
Is now in effect. State employees also get a 2% raise. The state's operating budget is a record $27.5 billion and covers everything from the Department of Corrections to the state legislature. Most of the new spending goes towards those raises, but it's also where money to pay for new voting machines can be found. It is also the second year in a row the state's education formula is fully funded. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.